to CITR 101.9 FM. Before we start this program, I'd like to acknowledge that CITR is situated on the unceded traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Now, if you're wondering, who is this person? I haven't heard this voice on this station before. You would be correct. So, my name is Bukola, and I'm a socially awkward university student from Vancouver who just so happens to write songs and post them on the internet. Over the past few years, I've been working on my sophomore EP, The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, and I like to call it a retelling of the classic coming-of-age story. And I don't know, I think it's because a lot of like the movies, books, songs, and TV shows that deal with being in your early 20s are usually about falling in love or falling out of love. And if you're like me, your coming-of-age story has been a little different. So I grabbed my guitar, repurposed some journal entries into songs, and escaped to LA, where I created this record and rewrote the coming-of-age story from the perspective of the antisocial butterfly. So today, I thought I'd share the songs on the project with you guys and have some honest conversations about the coming-of-age experience. We'll talk about pursuing creative dreams as a child of immigrant parents, unrequited love, and what it feels like to see everyone figuring out their lives while you're still trying to decide what path you want to take. And so much more. Along the way, I'm also going to be introducing you to some of my favorite Black artists from Vancouver. After all, it is Black History Month, a time to celebrate the accomplishments and highlight stories from the Black diaspora. So, the first song I want to play for you guys today is called Antisocial Butterfly, and this is for all the introverts who are currently tuning in right now.
I wish I could start a conversation, get in situations where I'm comfortable enough to tell you what I'm thinking or how I'm really feeling, but I'm so insecure. I wish I could go out to a party, be like everybody, lay it loose and let the music take over my body, talk with those around me, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly, go easy on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly. An antisocial butterfly, yeah. Social butterfly. I wish I could call him up and tell him that I'm free next weekend. Make yourself available and sink into the rhythms. Tell me how you're feeling, but I'm so insecure. Come and put your hands around my waist. You can swing by my place. Really wanna feel you. I've been thinking about you all day. These things I wish I could say, but I'm so insecure. So please forgive me. Antisocial butterfly, go easy on me. I just learned how to fly. I've been falling and fighting, growing and hiding, but I'm still finding my way. So please forgive me. An antisocial butterfly, yeah. An antisocial butterfly.
Awkward antisocial butterfly has always just made me wonder if life would be a little bit different if I were more outgoing and out there. Like, maybe I'd have more friends, or I'd be the president of a club at school, or like I would enjoy parties because I would know more people there, or would know how to like carry myself better at these events. I don't know. And like right now, a lot of my time is spent reading coming-of-age novels, and you guys know the ones I'm talking about, where, like, the love interest looks like a young Idris Elba and rides a motorcycle, and the main character gets perfect grades, but there's never any mention of her studying or going to class, and there's so many plot holes that you're wondering how the pages of the book have not fallen out yet. I love these books because I'm such a hopeless romantic and I spend a lot of time daydreaming in my head, and that's what this next song is about.
I know I'm a hopeless romantic when it comes to us. Try to keep my heart open, but I keep on falling back.
Okay, so after high school, I went and still go to a local university that's kind of known as a commuter school. So everyone takes the bus there and then takes the bus back home. And I didn't really think much of it until my second year, because while I was taking the bus to and from school and coming back home to my childhood bedroom, my friends were dorming and staying out late at campus parties and going on midnight grocery runs and just all the stuff one typically does in their early 20s. And it made me kind of step back and for the first time wonder if I was falling behind in life. Do you guys sometimes feel like that? like, I don't know if people listening right now go to school close to home or if you guys live on campus, but for me, because I don't live on campus, this feeling of being behind is just kind of multiplied over the years. And I don't know, living at home is great because you save money, and this economy is a whole other conversation. So when I would go travel out to Toronto and LA for recording or songwriting sessions, that's when I felt like I was getting the quote unquote early 20s experience. Like, I could stay out if I wanted to. I could go whenever, wherever. I didn't have anyone to really answer to. And that was so thrilling. And that's where I had a taste of freedom. And that's what this next song is about.
I ran to the window where the sun called my name. Took my inhibitions, and watched them fly away. Called myself an Uber to that golden terrain. I just left Vancouver and my heart longs for change. No, I don't gotta listen to anyone but me. I'm free to do whatever, whenever I please. 'Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, don't need them. Listening to my own. Breakfast, and no one could tell me it was wrong. Made my own list for groceries, but had to call my mom. Can't remember the recipes from when I was young. I learned to braid my own hair, 'cause the braiders charge too much. Oh. No, I don't gotta listen. To do whatever, whenever I please, yeah. 'Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, don't need them. Listening to my own drum. 'Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. And it's my favorite song. Singing about freedom. Freedom. To know me, myself, and I. Out of your shadow, in my own light. There's a beauty to spending quality time without you by my side. And I feel just fine. 'Cause I finally got a taste of freedom. Self-doubt and shame, don't need them. Listening to my own drum. 'Cause I finally got a taste of
we just heard my new song, Taste of Freedom. Oh, it looks like we're getting a call from a very special guest. Let's see who it is.
Hi, it's Nardwar, the human serviette, calling in from Los Angeles, California, to request I'm Not From California, from Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly by Bukola. And please do 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 boo cola.
Shout out to the Vancouver legend, Nardwar, for being so incredible and so sweet and for helping me out with this project. As he has requested, this is my song, I'm Not From California.
I wasn't looking for anyone at all. I wasn't trying to be there in the dimly lit and crowded bar. Please don't talk to me there. But then walked in looking like a star. Your eyes shining, had to know who you are. But I'm not from California. Will I see you again? You know I would wait for you, but you'll find someone by then. Oh, I'm not from California. Will I see you again? And you know I would wait for you, but you'll find someone by then. Yeah. I would wait, I would wait. I would wait, I would wait. I would wait, I would wait for you. Yeah. I would wait, I would wait.
Okay, so full disclaimer, the song that you just heard was written in pure delusion. Like, this is back when I thought that if a guy tells you that he's not ready to date, it means he's gonna literally send you a message when he finally decides that he's ready. To be young and naive. Anyways, we'll be back with the confessions of an antisocial butterfly right after the break.
Looking for an audio escape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Guitari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Okay, so now I want to introduce you to one of my favorite people in the world. Her name is Desiree Dawson, and I actually wrote the majority of the songs on this new project with her. Desiree has one of the most hauntingly beautiful voices I've ever heard, and she's such an incredible songwriter. If you've never seen her perform live, you're missing out because the experience will give you goosebumps. She's a beautiful soul both inside and out, and this is one of my favorite songs from her. This is Mountaintops.
Who are you leaving the lights on for?
choice when you meet your voice. The mountaintops await your arrival. Your fullness and not just survival. The mountains await your arrival like who? Lessons in the beat of your heart, teaching you that yes is the only answer. It's not the only answer, no. Do you know who you are? Do you know who you are becoming? Do you know?
All right, so I got to introduce you to another one of my favorite artists from Vancouver, who just so happens to be one of my good friends. Her name is Asaya, and she just radiates coolness. She has a song called Soul in Me, which is neo-soul perfection. And I want to play it for you next. This is the kind of song that plays on a Sunday morning, and you just know it's going to be a good week. This is Soul in Me.
Where she leads me,
guidance of a light to heal my being. I'm trying.
trying to be my own home. I got my people, but I'm happily alone. I'm trying to learn to be my own supernova. If I'm a cry, then I'ma use my own shoulder. As long as I got my soul in me, that's all I need.
All I need.
As long as I got my soul in me.
Knock, knock. Guess who? MRG Live coming right back at you, this time with a whole new list of upcoming live shows by your favorite artists. Hear this. Marika Hackman, Faye Webster, Empress of, Peter Cat Recording Co., and The Rare Occasions are a few of the artists MRG Live is bringing to you. Follow at MRG Live Official on Instagram to stay tuned with all the artists performing near you.
Hey everyone, if you're just tuning in, my name is Bacola and you're currently listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is a special one-off segment called The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, where I'm sharing songs off of my new project and talking to you guys about different coming-of-age insecurities and stories. Along the way, I'm also going to be introducing you to some of my favorite Black artists who are coming out of Vancouver. Oh, it looks like we're getting another call from another caller. Let's hear what they have to say.
I'm tired of this. School, playground, double dutch, failed attempts at jumping in. I want someone to share my lunch with. Someone's hand I can hold, make me excited to grow old, because that just means more time with them. That means they have more time with me. Someone to kill time with and birth new memories. I've seen love on other people. I feel like I would wear it best. I got all this devotion I'm carrying. I need someone to take on the rest. I have notebooks of love letters I long to send. Can't keep my position as third or fifth wheel, the last one to love. I want to know what it feels like. My imagination only takes me so far. Potential needs a stage to sing. No more sidelines, I want the real thing. No more sidelines, I wonder if they're also thinking, looking. Don't get me wrong, I'm complete, fulfilled, blessed endlessly. But complete is not the same as whole. I'm ready to jump, I just need the universe to let me know.
I look in the mirror and think something must be wrong. 'Cause I can drive all alone. I got a space of my own, but still can't find someone. And if You tell me be patient, love takes time, but I've been waiting my whole life. You don't know how it feels to be slowly fading, stuck here waiting on the sidelines. Just stare up and think of a higher. Just wanna be laying up underneath all of the stars, snuggled in somebody's loving arms. It's something I think about, I pray about. Tell me to love myself, and I've been. Tell me to wait a bit, and I did. Tell me to shoot my shot, but coach never puts me in. What's it like holding hands at the store? What's it like driving to explore? Turning the kitchen to a dance floor. What's it like waking up to a rose, a kiss on the tip of your nose, getting to share all your favorite shows? I wanna know. You tell me be patient, love takes time.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
So in high school, I did this program called IB, and it's basically like advanced placement but on steroids. So you're taking university level coursework with a bunch of additional classes and kids who want to go to Ivy League schools. So after graduation, instead of, you know, my social media feed being filled with pictures of people taking a gap year, you know, going on vacation, going on road trips, I would open my phone and see people who were on their way to med school or like studying astrophysics. And in those moments, I felt really insecure about myself, and I felt like I should have been doing way more than I was. And I don't know if it's just me who feels this, but like anytime I see anyone else who is achieving success in whatever field they're in, I tend to think, oh, I need to go do that now if I want to be successful. And it makes me feel really insecure about my path and my journey and where I'm at. And grade 12 was like the start of this really insecure time for me, because that was a time when everyone was making really huge decisions about their lives, and everyone's paths started to like diverge quite rapidly. And so I think especially because I was in a program with people who had very specific pursuits that were very different from what I was wanting in terms of music, it was really, really hard. And I feel like if you're in the creative field, it's kind of inevitable that you'll end up feeling like this, because it's not linear, you know, like going and recording a song and writing music is progress, but it feels so different from someone who's like going to write the MCAT, you know? And so, yeah, after high school, I was really, really insecure with myself and with my path, and not even just with school, but like as a Black woman, I think I find myself always comparing myself to people with lighter skin, especially when it comes to like the likelihood of a crush liking me back. And I always think, oh, if I looked like my friends, like maybe I would have a chance with whoever. So I don't know. This was like, I think, peak insecurity for me during my coming of age journey. This one is called Girls Like You.
Lately I've been having trouble sleeping. Could it be the quarter life that's haunting me at night? Lately I've been trying to numb this feeling, so I get lost online to make me feel alright. But it only ever makes it worse, 'cause I get reminded, girls like you know your path in life. College stay a 9 to 5, all before 25. Girls like you never have to try, you just fit all the beauty types. Girls like you, starting to regret all my decisions. Should I push it to the side, this dream I've had since 9, and trade it all just for my parents' vision? 'Cause everyone online has already hit their stride, and it only ever makes it worse, 'cause I get reminded, girls like you know your path to life. College stand a 9 to 5, all before 25.
Okay, so I want to introduce you to some more Black artists that are coming out of Vancouver. This next artist is named Maya, and she's absolutely incredible. I met her at a Black music industry event and fell in love with her music. She's one of those artists that just elevate with every single release, and it's so inspiring to watch her growth and her trajectory. This is a song of hers that I've been loving. It's called Time Will Tell.
To keep up with myself, I'm running. Without you, I fall out over and over.
Okay, so this next artist is literally the definition of ethereal. Her voice sounds like heaven personified. Her tone is so soft and just stunning. I saw her perform live last year with one of my friends, and she's one of those singers who sound incredible live. Her name is Maya Jade, and the song I've been loving from her is called Said It All. So the last artist that I'm going to introduce you guys to is Zeta. She's originally from Ethiopia, but resides in Whistler, and I am such a fan of her. She released her debut album, Water in the Desert, earlier this year, which is an incredible body of work. My favorite song off the record is a song called Ice on It. This is one of those songs that I wish that I wrote because it's just so good. This is Ice on It by Zeta.
Sat in your blue truck, I'm home in a moonstruck. Head on your shoulder, battered emotions. I'm overwhelmed, don't want this to be over. Cause I've been away. And I've been afraid of changing. Then you say,
thank you. since we're being honest. Maybe I'm all in. You got me falling for you. You make me nervous. It's just my heart is. Don't worry, it's a good thing. I want you to stay.
Open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
Okay, so this last song is probably the most vulnerable on the project, so much so that I can't even really listen to it when it comes on still. And if you grew up as the child of immigrant parents, you're probably gonna understand this one, but there's so much sacrifice that goes into leaving the place that you were born behind and starting a new life in a foreign land. And it makes sense that you want your children to do well and be successful, and for this move and all of this sacrifice to mean something. And so I think sometimes it's really hard when you want to do something that's, you know, maybe that deviates from the plan a little bit. You know, anything in the creative field is usually the cause of a little rift. And I struggled with that, and I still do. And so I wanted to write a song about that feeling. And I think this has been a really huge theme in my coming of age journey. And if you're listening to this right now, and if it's something that you're currently going through or have gone through, like, I see you. It's not easy. It's not something that I think is talked about enough of. And it's hard, but, you know, I think with a lot of reflection, I've grown to just be more understanding of everything. And this is a song that I wrote that deals with it. I wrote it with Hope Tala, who is absolutely incredible. This is called Could Have Been a Doctor.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I have family members literally asking me, so when are you gonna get a real job?
I could have been a doctor, 'cause I help everybody else with their problems. But when it comes to mine, I can't seem to solve them. In another life, maybe I'd be a doctor. Could have been pleasing my family. Golden child, everyone's happy, yeah. Everyone but me. Every time I could jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't let go with ease. When did it become so wrong to dream? When did it become so hard to try and see? Life beyond monochrome possibilities.
since I was a young girl. Mama said I like to argue. That's true, I do. Always been one to stand ten toes down in the wrong shoes, being guided by the woes of my truth. Could have been pleasing my family. Golden child, everyone's happy. Everyone but me. Cause every time I could jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't let go with ease. When did it become so wrong to dream? When did it become so hard to try and see? Life beyond my numb-crown possibilities. They say I'm in over my head, swimming in the deep end, just trying to stay afloat and make it on my own. Not a wandering soul, I know where I wanna go.
You know, my music is my job, my occupation is my career, it's my life. And it's hard, you know, when those you love, they want to see you do well, and they want to ensure your happiness, but we have to create our own happiness, and we have to find it within ourselves and do what makes us happy.
My name is Bukola once again, and thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It was really fun getting to share the songs from my new project with you. And if you like any of the songs that were played today, you can visit the playlog to revisit them. But also too, a lot of the songs that were played are from my sophomore EP, The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, which is out now on all streaming platforms. And if you want to say hi, connect with me on social media, or tell me something about the show that you just heard today, you can reach me at Bukola Music across all streaming platforms. And who knows, maybe I'll see you guys at a show sometime soon. Thank you for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM. Signing off, it's Bukola.
Hypocrites, leave the crust, take from you what they must. Cynics is disbelief, finds in you ever thief. Anger vain, pumps with pain, finds in you bloody blame. Jealous is as jealous does, and lashes out in camouflage. Red, went to bed with the bills and lost his head. Government separate people and subordinate, and gurus do preach the truth to gilded and golden tooth. And critic can and critic do blow the smoke in the you. And lovers go and show their horns, nostrils flared. Charge towards you. Who should I trust? Who should I trust? Who should I trust?
Who should I trust?
Scientists insinuate the facts are facts and lines are straight. And doctors say that they can help, then stoke you with the fear of death. And bottom line, every time beats kingdom men. People long the great divide, curse you from either side. And church is good, church is great. should I trust? Who should I trust? Who should I trust? Who should I trust? Who should I trust?